Oasis Audio presents Out of Control by Mary Keneally. Read for you by Sherry Berger. A note from the author. Years ago, on one of my first real adult vacations, my husband and I went to Carlsbad Caverns. That place captured my imagination like few places on this earth ever have. It just transported me to the early days of the cavern. I could imagine the first people who found it, explored it. It is endless and staggeringly beautiful and vividly dangerous. That vacation sparked a story, long before I was writing stories, and it's always stayed with me. I'm thrilled to be writing it now. I use Carlsbad for inspiration, but I fictionalized the cavern, moved it, and changed many things, just because I didn't think it was fair to project a fictionalized history onto Carlsbad when the real history is so well known. So, because it truly was the inspiration for this book, I've decided to dedicate Out of Control to Carlsbad Caverns and the beauty of the place. And while I'm at it, I'll also dedicate it to my husband, Ivan, who was my companion on that long-ago vacation, my very own romantic hero. A special dedication to Natasha Kern. Teaming up with Natasha was the best decision of my professional life. And I'd like to dedicate this book to the person who has probably bought more of my books than anyone else on the planet, except for maybe my mother, Larry Craig, Mr. Book Look. Chapter 1, Colorado Territory, June 23rd, 1866. Last time. This is it. Never again. Rafe Kincaid pulled his chestnut thoroughbred to a halt in full darkness, still a short distance away from the entrance of the cavern. He rubbed the ugly, jagged scar that ran from the corner of his eye to his hairline, just above his ear. He was glad he had it, a lifelong reminder of that awful day 13 years ago, and this treacherous cavern. He'd grown up fast. A breeze coming down across the mountains cooled the air and made the tree branches bob and dance. Like most summer nights in the Colorado Rockies, a fire would feel good. Rafe smelled grass. Over the crest of this rugged, heavily wooded mountain, his cattle dozed in the moonlight, spread out over a lush meadow. But tonight, he wasn't looking for cattle. Instead, he was looking to make his peace. Right in front of him was the cave entrance, nothing but a hole in the ground. It looked like a mouth gaped open with a corner turned down in a scowl. Mouth was a good word for it, because this place had almost swallowed his family whole. Then he saw the rope. A rope coiled beside the entrance to the cave. Narrowing his eyes, he swung down and hitched his chestnut to a scrub pine. It had been over a decade since Rafe had fought his battle with that cavern, and he'd faced the cave many times since, but he refused to let it defeat him. But he'd never seen evidence anyone else had been in it, not since Seth had run off. He took two more steps and heard Seth scream. Cold control sleeted in his veins as he drew his gun, leveled it. He tensed at the metallic crack as he cocked it. There was nothing to aim at. Seth hadn't screamed. Seth wasn't down there. Another scream split the air. But someone else was. He holstered his gun and rushed for the cave. "Please, someone help me!" It was Seth. No, not Seth. "Someone help me!" The voice broke, sobbing echoed off the cavern walls. Not a little boy. He stuck his head over the cavern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?